What's going on? This is your host, the Magnificent TDK, and this is the Block Report. And wow, there is so much to talk about out there. And although I generally don't like to talk about trivial matters, but the thing is, as being your host of the Block Report, we are obligated to talk about everything. So we're going to chop it up right now. In this episode, we're going to chop it up about the Nick Cannon and the Eminem diss. Rap so-called extravaganza that these dudes... Because I cannot call it a rap battle. First of all, this is something between a couple of millionaires. People who don't need the money. Nor the exposure. But are somehow engaging in this in this ego stroking, mental masturbation, pissing contests over beats. I mean, it's quite hilarious to me, personally. This is my personal opinion. And actually on the Block Report, this is where we come from, actually, on the subject matter. We come from a personal place, but a personal place of well-researched information and details. And so now the whole thing is, I don't understand this. Eminem made a diss, said some comment, and then Nick Cannon felt like he had to make 3 diss songs to get back at Eminem. Nick Cannon is like a Byron Allen type of personality. I mean, this guy, he had a TV show, The Wildin' Out. I've never listened to 1 Nick Cannon album or 1 Nick Cannon song. That don't mean that I'm disrespecting the brother and I don't respect whatever his ability. But I was never the one to go ahead and say like, yeah, let me throw on some Nick Cannon. Also, let me say, or even want to really watch Wildin' Out. But let me say this as well. I was also never an Eminem fan. Or to say the type of person to say, let me throw on some Eminem. That's what I'm bumping in the house right now. Or I'm with the homies, we're going to throw on some Eminem to get the party jumping. Or I'm with a shorty, and I'm going to throw on Eminem and Nick Cannon. No. No, 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 no. On all occasions. Neither one of these cats really even deserve any sort of attention. From a person of a certain type of caliber. From a person who thinks on their own. The thing is, Eminem made some sort of comment about Nick Cannon's ex-wife. Well, who the hell cares? If it was still his wife, maybe. Yeah, okay. She's the mother of your children, so you feel you should act. But I don't see how. Why would I need 3 diss tracks to address Eminem? Sometimes the momentum of a freight train. See, I witnessed something in my life, and this will sound and this is going to match the trivialness of this so-called dispute between these two personalities. At least it does, in my opinion. And you know, I'm speaking from my opinion and my perspective and viewpoint on things, because I'm speaking on it from here on my show, The Block Report. But The Block Report is also your show. And we are also looking forward to including audience and guest members and people on the show. So bear with me while we build up. Like I told you guys from before, I'm building this thing from the ground up. So if you ride with me, you're going to rise with me. And not with me, me being me as far as my own success, but the success of what the vision of the Block Report is, which is to connect all of us together on every block, in every hood, in every city, in every state, in every country. Worldwide, internationally. The ones that have been blocked from resources, the ones that have been blocked from the proper education to attain these resources, the ones that have been blocked from the economics, from the proper knowledge and information for medication. This is the Block Report because it's for you. It's for you to get over the blocks that are already set up in life to keep you out. So I'm reporting for you. So it's not for me. So now, these two individuals decide that they, two millionaires, multi-millionaires, want to decide that they want to take up the space with their trivial, petty nonsense. Nick Cannon has never been a lyricist, never been known to be a lyricist. Has never been known to be a street dude. Has never been known to be anybody that would carry the kind of caliber, all right, that it would take with the stuff that he's going on with. Now, maybe he had it on the low. I don't know. Maybe he's been hiding it underneath the Wild and Out personality. I don't know. Eminem, we've known for years, has been nothing but a weirdo. I will say this, I'm going to call him a weirdo because who the hell beefs with the Mickey Mouse Club? You say you're a rapper and everybody you attacked that made your career was in the Mickey Mouse Club. I mean, this is Hollywood and Disney at its finest. None of this stuff makes any sense. It's not, It certainly has a purpose, but its purpose is not to make anything better for you in your life. There was a movie, The Great Escape. This is The Great Distraction. This nonsense here. Nick Cannon and Eminem in a rap beef. Now, I'm not even going to... That's why... I'm not even going into the lyrical content of whatever they were talking about or anything like that. You know, we're not going to debate it on any of that. Just on the surface of what this thing is and what it represents. It's a non... What do they call it? Here's a big word. Big word alert. Non sequitur. Look it up. It means nothing. As I said, it's a big distraction, and that's all it is. You know, I've noticed there have been certain individuals in the music industry, you know, because let me back up. You know, I don't know how to sing, but anyway, I tried my best. These individuals, I understand it's the holiday season and it's that time of the year. And what happens is, I remember I used to work in, All right, let me tell you a little bit about my experience. Now we're going to get into my resume. So that I can put all of this in context. And I've been meaning to do an episode about my resume. So I could let y'all know who I am and where I'm coming from. Because I don't want it to just seem like it's just something just out of the blue or whatever. I'm someone, by the time I was 20 years old, I'd already been to college. I had already been to the service. And I started my first business before 21 years old. That's my resume. The first part, the first initial part of it. Okay? I had been to college more than one semester, didn't complete it. Then I went to the service, did 2 years in there as field artillery, humping 100-pound rounds. And teaching men how to maneuver and operate in hostile environments. Preparing them for hostile environments and all of that. And then I started my first business, which was as a subcontractor and providing safety measures and works, engineering and mechanical works for the Department of Design and Construction, which did work in the city of New York for public schools, the fire department, and the state parks of New York. That's my resume. So now, all while at the same time, well, I had already been in the music and dealing with music before. While I was in the service, I was offered several record contracts for independent labels because I had a group of five artists from five different parts of the country, and I was producing the beats and everything. Excuse me, I was producing the music and the content through tapes. The tapes could not stay. They were being stolen. As I produced them. I was putting together groups and I was shaping and molding them to go ahead and perform at venues. That is my resume. And this is at before 21 years old. I was already considered at the time of 12 and 13, actually 11 and 12 years old, I was already considered as a senior musician on the trumpet because I had been playing the trumpet for several years. I had got tired with that instrument and I wanted to learn other instruments. And because I knew there was nothing, it was nothing left. What am I going to do? Keep playing the next highest note? That means nothing. I mean, it can mean something for someone. I'm going a little bit off. I'm going a little bit off, but I knew that I would have to come to the point to discuss this part, which is my resume. To you, and I've only discussed a small portion of my resume to you at this time. Some people out there, they spend their whole life trying to go ahead and declare that they're somebody and they're something. Or they're a force. It has always been known in many circles how much of a force I've been. Some of your biggest and most well-known people know exactly who I am and the force that I am. But I don't push that. I don't push that. The thing is now, when I get a little bit, like we're going to go move, let us move right into this next topic here, which is what we started with. Because just so you know, that was the introduction of my resume and who I am. And we're going to continue because I feel that people want to know who I am and exactly what I'm about and what I've done in life. And for me, it's not about me bragging. I'm not bragging about anything. And my life is that real. It is extremely real. And if you only knew that some of the things that I accomplished was just after I experienced the most traumatic experience of my life. Maybe you would get to understand me. Maybe, And soon you would get to understand me. Not saying that that's my goal. I want you to understand my message. I want you to understand my story. And my story is not fictional. It is extremely and excruciatingly real. So Nick Cannon, this multimillionaire, beefing with Eminem on some rap track. Another multimillionaire. And this is supposed to be the story that we are interested in and grab our attention. TMZ is all over it. TMZ should be named the DMZ or the TXZ. The TXTZ. The extremely toxic zone. Because they don't provide anything other than nonsense information to make you a zombie-headed fool. Because everything they provide to you makes you dumber and dumber daily. Well, I really don't like talking over a certain amount of time, and I've already gone over my time. And this episode, as I said, has been split because I had to talk about my resume, and I was talking about this other thing between these rappers. This so-called, let me just say this. For people who really enjoy hip-hop and battle rap, there's no way you could enjoy this Nick Cannon Eminem stuff. I mean, it's laughable. It's like you'd have to be totally bored to even be entertained by this. And if you're that bored to be entertained by something like that, I mean, you'd have to be so bored that you'd be flat as a 10-year-old girl or 8-year-old girl. No disrespect to them, but flat, bored. Or as a white girl who hasn't had her body augmented yet. So flat as a board. So now, anyway, though, I'm getting up out of here because obviously I'm just dropping too much stuff right now. I'm dropping too much stuff. And plus I got other stuff to do. Once again, I do thank you for tuning in to the Block Report. And I want to wish you not a Merry Christmas, but a Happy Holiday. Peace out.